Scott Moore is the president of United Auto Workers Local 40 in Bedford. He said he had heard many rumors about GM plant closings, but didn't know what to expect when official news of the automaker's bankruptcy was announced Monday morning.
We got the news in a meeting with our plant manager at 8:15 this morning. Read basically a script that went out corporate-wide and gave some information as far as that the Bedford plant itself was not on the list of plants to be closed or idled.
When General Motors filed for bankruptcy, the corporation also announced 14 plants would be shuttered as part of the process. Moore says he had a feeling Bedford's plant would survive.
You know, we felt as secure as could be given the times that we're going through right now. And that reason being is that they have had an ongoing investment in new machinery at the Bedford plant. GM has not been putting any money into a facility as far as that goes on an ongoing investment if they weren't planning on keeping it.
Moore says the Bedford factory is the only aluminum foundry left within GM's powertrain division, making it vital to the company's future. Still, he says that's no guarantee.
Of course they can contract that work out to other companies, you know, to furnish those parts for them. But we think that they like to have a lot of that kind of work in-house.
Nationally, GM plans to cut 34% of its workforce, or 21,000 employees. As part of its bankruptcy, a GM stamping plant in Indianapolis will close. Factories in Fort Wayne and Marion will remain open. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.